JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Jamaica Investment Forum slated for June 12 to 14 in Montego Bay, and later a hurricane prep tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Like you, we believe in the growth of our country, a Jamaica where we can live, play, and do business. The Special Economic Zone Authority is an agency charged with growing our economy through special economic zones. Our incentives allow businesses to grow and prosper. We're your friendly regulators, working to build Jamaica's business brand. We're process-driven, performance-based, and results-oriented. To find out more, visit us at jseza.com or call 876-619-7392. Growing our economy is everyone's business.
Final preparations are now underway for the Jamaica Investment Forum, set to take place from June 12 to 14 at the Montego Bay Convention Center in St. James. Being held under the theme Connect for Business, the event is being held under the auspices of Prime Minister Andrew Holness, who will be the guest speaker at the opening ceremony on June 12. 6 priority sectors will be highlighted at the event. They are agribusiness, business process outsourcing, energy, logistics, manufacturing, and tourism. The triennial event is organized by the government's trade and investment agency, Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO. Vice President for Sales and Promotion at JAMPRO, Claude Duncan, says the forum presents a unique opportunity for investors and business executives to discover new ventures across the target sectors.
The sectors of focus were selected based on a combination of internal and external factors. So the internal factors have to do with what we'd call the readiness of that sector to receive investments. And the external side, obviously, is there an appetite out there for these kinds of projects or interest in these sectors?
The forum will comprise various plenaries, panel discussions, and breakout sessions highlighting the 6 sectors. June 3 to 8 is observed as Environmental Awareness Week, and the Vision 2030 Jamaica Secretariat has teamed up with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, to help beat plastic pollution through a public sensitization tour and the handing out of Vision 2030 Jamaica reusable bottles, bags, and other items during the week. It's part of Goal 4, securing a healthy natural environment. Learn more by visiting vision2030.gov.jm or log on to Facebook and like the Vision 2030 Jamaica page.
The Legal Aid Council has engaged over 500 attorneys, of which more than 300 provide representation in criminal matters. These attorneys include 5 Queen's Counsel and 207 Senior Counsel. Murder trials are assigned to Senior Counsel with 10 or more years' experience. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
June is Disaster Preparedness Month. If a hurricane threat looms, will you be ready?
Get your hammer, your pliers, your rope and your wire. Stock up with ply and a holy palumba. Plastic tarpaulin and plastic bag. Kerosene oil stove and a coal stove. Kerosene lamp, matches and candle. Yo, trim the tree them and clean the drains. That's how you prepare before a hurricane.
On our community notice board, a Disabilities Awareness Seminar will be held on Saturday, June 16 at Greendale United Church in Spanish Town beginning at 9 a.m. If you or someone you know is physically, psychologically, or intellectually challenged, or if you care for or interact with members of the disabled community, you're invited to attend. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.